It's Friday afternoon, the perfect time to celebrate one of our finest local resources. It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from the Liquor Pump, 8535 Old Harford Road in Parkville. Empty? Fill up at the pump.
Hi, this is Jefferson, the craft beer guy. A celebration that is now 207 years old kicks off tomorrow. Oktoberfest, spelled with a K, was first held in 1810 to honor the marriage of Bavarian Crown Prince Ludwig to Princess Teresa von Sachsen-Hildburghausen. It was a six-day celebration that year, held in the fields in front of the city gates of Munich, Germany, starting October 12th and ending with a horse race on October 17th, 1810. Over the years, it went from being an annual wedding anniversary celebration to an event that involved parades, costumes, beer booths, and dance floors, while still following the tradition of enjoying the fields outside the city. As the celebrations were repeated, Oktoberfest was lengthened and moved forward into September for the warmer temperatures that mid to late September offer. Oktoberfest is now a 16-day celebration held every year in Munich, Germany, with over 6 million people attending each year. Just imagine how much beer is consumed. And while we may not be able to make it to Germany to celebrate Oktoberfest at its original location, we can enjoy many wonderful Oktoberfest celebrations here in the States and savor some outstanding Oktoberfest brews. While many of the best Oktoberfest beers are brewed in Germany, there are some American craft breweries that make excellent Oktoberfest beer. I've had a number of these and have found one that is outstanding. Sam Adams Oktoberfest, spelled with a C. It even won a gold medal at Munich's Oktoberfest. It's that good. It's rich, malt-forward, very smooth, a wonderful amber-orange color, and it's perfect for the fall and for Oktoberfest. It's Oktoberfest starting tomorrow. That means we have another good reason to drink craft beer. Cheers! Cheers!